here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And that means I must be Daffodil.
Daffodil, you got a pen anywhere?
I have all the pens.
Good.
All the colors.
Good.
I have fountain pens, I have gel pens, I have black pens, I have blue pens.
And you know what we have now?
No.
The pen show. This week on the show.
You found songs about pens?
Well, yes. One song about pens, but instead of picking a letter, we're spelling a word.
Oh, okay.
Show this week, and we decided to say, thanks to your suggestion, because you have so many pens, we're calling it the pen show.
I mean, I have an entire shoebox full of nothing but pens.
I know, but we're going to play two songs starting off with the title of P, then two songs starting off with the title with E, and then...
Let me guess. Two that start with N.
Yeah. There we go. I meant the letters.
Yes, I knew you meant the letters. It's okay. The listeners know that, too.
Oh, God. I was worried there for a minute. I paused. I just froze. I was worried they would be upset.
No, they won't be upset. So what are we playing for the P's?
Okay. Our P set will be shortly Play That Country Tuba by the Vandals. But the first song from our P selection is the Kenny Rogers song that everyone wants to forget, Planet Texas, on
Cheese Please.
They rode like they was rangers when they came out of the skies. They had high-tech horses with beacons in their eyes. My gun was cocked and ready when I looked into their face. I seen they weren't just common buckaroos born of the human race. No, sir, these cowboys came from space. They're shooting iron shot laser lights, and their spurs was anodized. Bandanas cake with stardust, and their jeans was pressurized. Well, they handed me a halter and said, tighten up the girth. But before I hit the saddle, we were miles above the earth. And I mean miles above the earth. Yippee-yay! Then our interstellar stallions sailed through a starless void. There was nothing to miss in that emptiness. Not even a stray asteroid. Till we picked up the trail of a comet tail. Man, you can't even dream that far. And the galloping beat like the rhythm of an old cat gut guitar. Just a strumming to the distant stars. Yippee-yay! Minutes or 100,000 years, but they got me down. I was safe and sound, and it hadn't even popped my ears. And they reared back on their Broncos, and they shot a bolt of light. I knew they were the good guys. You
Yes, sir, you got it right. 'Cause their cowboy hats is right. So I ask them as they pull their reins towards the setting sun, before you go, I'd like to know just where you boys come from. Well, they opened up a star chart, said right here where this X is. It's the biggest place in outer space, a planet known as Texas.
Sitting where the fun is.
Traveling bands and redneck towns, but for tuba players, this has got to be a first. This one starts like they all do. I'd been traveling hard for a day or two, and I stopped into this joint to quench my thirst. Up walked this big mountain man, said, "What you got there, a garbage can?" I said, "Excuse me, that's my tuba, if you please." He said, "Great, play a country song so me and my buddies can sing along." And I told him I only play with symphonies. He slammed his fist and spit out his beer, and his body language made it very clear this wasn't gonna be just another B-flat day. That's when he cocked his 30-06, and boy, I let out with some country licks I never thought I'd hear my tuba play. I better get out of there, so I grabbed my horn and headed for the door. Just about then I felt a lasso wrapped around me and my tuba too, and they yanked me back and they hollered, "More man, more!"
And play that country tuba.
Now, see, I like that one.
That was suggested by when we ran into a record store in New Hampshire about 20 minutes before it closed, asking for any parody stuff and the people
or
working.
Weird. Yeah. Parody or weird.
Yeah, and she handed me this, and I said, okay, why not?
Sold. Sold.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we get to end up knowing about the Vandals. And before that, Kenny Rogers and the song I'm sure you never heard of before, or maybe before we played it, of course. Planet Texas.
It was interesting.
I don't know if he was playing it for laughs or not. He makes me wonder, though.
Yes.
But it still starts with the letter P, and play that country tuba as well as the letter P, as we're focusing on our pen show here on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. And when you told me we were doing a pen show, I thought you meant like pig pen.
No.
Or like bullpen?
No.
For baseball?
No, those things you write with.
Ah.
You know, you pick like, one up, you take the top off, and just make some sort of character on a piece of paper, a whiteboard, or anything like that.
So how long do you think the pen as you know it has been in existence?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 100 years?
More.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The earliest historical record of a pen with a reservoir for ink dates back to the 10th century AD in 953.
Oh, so that's a few years.
That's like 1,100 years almost.
Wow. Did they have Bic pens back then?
The first patent on a ballpoint pen, which is the current pens that we all use,
yes,
was issued in 1888.
Wow. That's further back than I thought.
Exactly.
Wow. So you learned something on our pen show this week.
Exactly.
Oh.
And now we need e-songs.
Yes, e-songs we're focusing on, and Everybody Dance by Bumblebee Unlimited coming up shortly. You said something about Pigpen, though.
I did, because I knew that you were going to play Miss Piggy, and I like her.
Yes, we're going to play Miss Piggy now, and exercise, you're right, on...
Cheese, please.
Manners and proper behavior are important, but there are times when you must exercise your rights. After all, letting people walk all over you may be good exercise for them, but it's lousy for you. You don't have to just sit there and take it. This next aerobic workout will help you express your feelings and exercise your rights. Jump up and down and scream a couple of times, just to get warmed up. All right. Stand up straight. Feet a teensy bit apart. Inhale. Hold your breath and jump and jump and jump and jump and let it out. Let's do it again. And this time, let's really hit the ceiling. Inhale, hold your breath, and jump, 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 and let them hear it! That felt good. Now, for a few door slams, always effective. Stand near a door, stretch your arm, grab the doorknob and twist and pull and slap! Again. And grab and twist and pull and slap! Très bon! Now, we will do some floor pounds. Lie face down on something soft, stretch out your arms and legs and pound the floor. First, with the right arm and the left foot. And then, with the left arm and the right foot. Ready? One! And two! And three! And four! Faster! One, two, three, four! Now, go for it! All right, take five. Exercise is very useful for dealing with creeps. All you have to do is yell, "You weirdo!" Give him a chop and a kick and flounce away. Here we go, follow me. You weirdo! Hi-ya! Again, you weirdo! Once again, you weirdo!
That's so cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy in music.
Cheese, please.
Please. Bumblebee Unlimited bzzzing around on the show this week with Everybody Dance. And before that, Miss Piggy. I don't know how to explain that.
I like it.
I guess doing self-defense on the radio with exercise, you're right.
Well, no, you can combine exercise and standing up for yourself. That's all she's saying.
Okay, well, I'm not arguing that. Absolutely not. That's the E set of our pen show this week. We've played the letters P. We've played the letters E.
And I bet nobody can guess what's coming next.
C, perhaps.
No, then it would be the Peck show.
Well, I know, but I got to throw the audience off a little bit.
It could be the letter D, the PED show.
PED, there we go. Another E, and well, that's a personal thing.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Okay, let's focus back on the pen. We're going to end off the show with the two N songs.
Well, we're not ending the show. There's still more after that.
Oh, well.
We're going to end off the pen part.
Okay, fine. I get so excited.
The spelling of pen part.
I get mixed up sometimes. You know who the Hoff is.
Yes, I love the Hoff.
Yes. David Hasselhoff, shortly, with Night Rocker. Apparently, they love him in Germany, but, you know, I don't know for sure. But another icon of television was Leonard Nimoy. Well, look at that, an N song, and his last name is N. There we go.
It's a double N.
There we go. We're going to play Nature Boy now on...
Cheese, Please!
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, magic day, he passed my way, and while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Woo!
Hasselhoff, he was first the Knight Rider, and now he's sort of mediocre Knight Rocker. I don't know.
And I could have swore he was saying Knight Walker, as in the guy who walks.
Ah, well, that's what maybe in a few years he'll be using it.
A walker?
Knight
to get
Walker.
Around? A walker to, in order to stand on stage?
Well, he won't be Knight Riding, he'll be Knight Walking. I don't know. That's still cheesy. That's all I get to say. And before that, Leonard Nimoy, or Nimoy, or... How do you pronounce that? I thought it was Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy.
Okay. And Nature Boy, a classic song from the 40s that has its own Leonard Nimoy touch. Ending off our pen show this week, just about. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I am Daffodil. And yes, we are at the end of the pen show. And here's the thing. Dear listener, we struggled to find a three-letter word.
Besides dog and cat.
Besides dog and cat. And we've done some other three-letter word shows. So we're now soliciting. If you can think of a great three-letter word that doesn't have Q, X,
or something,
it can't be a dirty word.
No. You can't say certain words.
It has to be a word you can say on the radio.
Yes.
Please feel free to send your suggestions of a three-letter word for a future show to comments@cheeseplease.com.
That's comments@cheeseplease.com.
CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
Exactly. So, or Zed, if you're in Canada or
yes,
elsewhere
true.
In the world.
True.
I did find one song focusing on pens, strangely enough.
Very interesting.
I typed it into Google looking for pen songs, and this popped up. So that's why we're playing it, to end off the show.
I mean, we could have looked for more pen songs.
No. I'm too
but
lazy.
But there really aren't that many songs about pens. Pens are pretty boring.
I'm too lazy for that. I look at the first thing that pops up, and this was very cheesy, so that's why I decided to play it.
I will agree 100%. This is one of the cheesiest songs that I've heard in the past couple of years.
It's Pico Taro and PPAP. Pen, pineapple, apple, pen. That's what it's called.
So, dear listener, we have brought you the wacky, the warped, and the weird this week from PENN.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
PPAP. I have a pen, I have an apple, apple pen. I have a pen, I have pineapple, pineapple pen. Apple pen, pineapple pen, pen, pineapple, apple pen. P- say pineapple, apple pen. Dance time. I have a pen. I have a pen. Long pen. I have an apple. I have pineapple. Oh, apple pineapple. Long pen. Apple pineapple. Pen pineapple. Apple pen.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.